So we've got three key characters in our story today. Can you remember who they were?
A woman.
Jesus, always Jesus, of course, yeah. What's the other one called? Can you remember? Simon the Pharisee, yes. Now, Pharisees believed it's very, very important to obey all of the rules, okay? And that's not just the rules that God had given them, but all of the other rules that mankind had made up around those rules, just to make sure you were perfect. No fighting would definitely be one of those rules. So anyone who didn't obey all of those rules, you're going to give me another rule. No arguing or pushing. We're going to get a whole list here, I think. Well done. You guys obviously know the rules pretty well, so that is good. But anyone who didn't obey the rules, what do you think they might be called? A sinner. Well done. Well done. So that is our second character in this story, the woman. She was called a sinner, wasn't she? She don't actually tell us why she was a sinner. Well, certain people have ideas about why that might be. So how did this sinful woman end up at Simon the Pharisee's house? She did follow Jesus. Yeah, she did follow Jesus because she'd heard he was coming and she wanted to see him, didn't she? But the houses then, I don't think, would have been exactly like we have now. And sometimes the place that they would eat would actually be outside, as their weather was a little bit warmer than ours. So they might have been sitting out in the courtyard eating this. And because this was a meal where one of the rabbis, one of the preachers had come to eat, other people would often be there. They wanted to listen in to what he had to say. So it wasn't uncommon for other people to be coming in to get around. They might not be invited to the meal, but they might want to listen to what was being said. So it wasn't unusual to have other people there, but it was perhaps a bit unusual to have this sinner in the room. And she was well known as a sinner. Now, a woman would never touch a Pharisee, especially one that was a sinner. So he was pretty appalled that Jesus would let this woman come up, touch his feet with her hair, pour oil all over his feet. She was probably rubbing those in. I don't think you did that, Alison. We'll have to put that in the next one. But he wouldn't like that at all. And he was thinking to himself, I bet Jesus doesn't know who she is. He can't do. One thing, she's a woman and he's allowing her to touch him. And another, you know, she's a sinner and she's touching him. He can't know who he is. And so he thinks maybe he's not a prophet because of that. That shows he doesn't even know who she is. Other prophets like Elijah and Elisha could tell you things about people that they'd never even met. So that was a sign that they were prophets. But he thought that Jesus didn't know. But of course, Jesus did know who she was. And not only did he know who she was, but he could understand what Simon was thinking. He could read those thoughts out of his head as well. Because he wasn't saying those out loud like in our drama. He was thinking them to himself. So Jesus calls him out. I've got a story to tell you. Simon thinks, oh, okay. Okay, I can do this. And it seems like a very simple story, doesn't it? There's a story with two people that owe money. One 10 times as much as the other. So maybe one owes 100,000 items and another, say, 10,000 items. Okay? But the important thing is that neither of them can pay that debt. And they're forgiven it. Have you ever owed anybody anything? Not yet. Keep it that way, huh? Keep it that way. What about you guys? You ever owed anything? Has got a mortgage? Anything else? Yeah, we owe lots of money. Now, imagine if your bank manager came to you and said, I realise that you can't afford to pay this mortgage, so I'm going to give you the house for free. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? That's the story. That's the story. But as with Jesus, there's always something underneath. Now, the Aramaic word, hope I don't kill this, for debt is choba. You want to try saying that? Choba. I hope I'm teaching you right, because, you know, it's a foreign word. It's difficult. But choba means debt or sin. It's why sometimes in the prayer we say, forgive us our sins, and sometimes we say, forgive us our debts. May have come across that. So Jesus is telling a story about two people who owe money, but he's not really talking about debts. He's talking about sin. Okay? Now, this woman has many sins. She's well known in the area as a sinner. But the thing is, she knows she's a sinner. She really knows it, and she's really burdened by that. And I think in this story, she has already received forgiveness from Jesus. And that is why she has this overwhelming, overflowing response towards him. Simon, on the other hand, well, he thinks he's perfect. Yeah? He follows all the rules, down to the letter. He can't be wrong, surely. He doesn't even let sinners come anywhere near him. He cannot be wrong. But just from this little story, we can see how Simon isn't very hospitable, not even to this great preacher. And he's very judgmental. But I think worse than that, he's very self-righteous. And why is that so wrong? I think that's so wrong because he's saying, you know what, I don't need anyone to die on a cross for me. I don't need anyone to shed any blood for me. I'm good enough. I'm good enough. So her sins were really easy for people to see, and everybody judged her. But his sins were a bit harder. Now, we have the same sort of problem these days. Has anybody told a little lie? Good. No? Yeah, but sometimes we might say a little white lie. Yeah? Not quite really a lie, a little white one maybe. Anybody ever broken the speed limit? Anybody gossiped? We love it. It's our human nature. We just love it. But it's a sin, guys. It's a sin. We don't like owning up to those things. And we they're a bit more accepted in our society. So they're not so obvious to everybody either. But we need to recognise that it is a sin. And that we're all sinners. And one of the dangers of us coming to church and believing in God is that we sometimes think we're good enough. That if we do all those things, we're good enough. Yes. But then we forget about the things that are still a sin, but maybe a bit more acceptable. Now, Jesus loves that woman despite all of her sins. Yeah. And what is her response to him? Does she love him back? Yeah? She loves him so much, she'll even use her hair to wipe the tears from his feet. And she'll even kiss his feet. Wow. So much is that love outpouring. But she knows that she's a sinner. Simon, on the other hand, is closed to that. is very close to the idea that he could even be a sinner, and therefore is not open to listening to Jesus, to receiving Jesus' love, and returning that to the people that were there at his dinner. The people there at his dinner are there to make him more important. They're not there for him to show love to. So I've got a question for you guys, all of you. What sins are you holding on to? What sins do you forgive yourself for? Which ones are more acceptable? You don't want to actually let go of, really, because they're a bit fun. And I want us to perhaps do a prayer together. You guys can help me, because it's going to be an action prayer. We're going to start with our hands, our fists clenched, okay? And then we're going to think about our sins when we do this. It might be that we're jealous, we're self-righteous, maybe we're a bit bitter about something, maybe we haven't forgiven somebody. We're going to really think about our sins and we're going to own them. And then we're going to open our hands. Yeah? We're going to try and let go of those sins and repent of them. Then we're going to turn our hands over to receive the love of Christ. And then we're going to raise them up to praise him. So we start clenched. We let go. We turn them over, and then we praise. Let us pray. Father God, we are sinful and resistant, but you see all that we are. Open. We let go of our sin and repent with all of our heart. Turn over. We wait, Lord Jesus, to receive you into our lives. Open us up that we may love others as you love them. Praise. And we praise you for your loving grace. Amen.